Hello, hello. This is Jabari's Wisdom, and today we're going to be talking about crap. We're going to be talking about crap. I can't think. Oh, the levels of hurt. So, Trevor, why don't you start us off? Oh, Neil, get that crap out of here.
You should start it up as your podcast.
Oh, okay, well. Trevor was talking about the different
What
levels of
does that
hurt.
mean?
Do you mind, Nick? We are in a podcast. God.
I like that reaction. That's funny.
Anyway, today, or sometime today, Trevor was talking about like different levels of bee stings, and I was like, hurt is hurt. There's no different level. There might be tears, but there aren't levels. Like, there's
The
nothing that's
pain.
gonna hurt more than another sting if it already hurts.
I disagree.
Why?
I think if you were to get stung, I
Trevor,
think.
Talk without laughing.
What do you mean? You guys
okay,
are literally laughing. What the heck?
Stay on topic.
I'm saying that, like, so if you get stung by, like, I don't know a good example that's not high level because, like, I've never been stung by anything high level, but I guess I'll just say that if you got stung by, let's say, the number three in the sting list, then you'll probably, I'm sure it'll hurt a hell of a lot. But if you got, like, it would definitely hurt less than getting stung by number one.
I do not believe that. I believe number one is going to hurt, number three is going to hurt. That's it.
You don't think
it's just gonna be like
ow. Hurt more than number three.
No, nothing hurts more. There's no levels
of
hurt.
Yeah, why don't you test it out?
Wait, you ever heard like the
I mean,
what is one and three?
The bullet ants? You ever seen the bullet
yeah,
ants?
Yeah, but the bullet ants and number two
an
for hurt is probably the same
number
thing.
Number three and number one are.
Like there aren't different
versions. What
are
we talking about numbers?
Like the
no, he's talking about
you know when they rank the pain
thing.
Scales and stuff?
Yeah, this is all. So you know about the Schmidt Sting Pain Index.
I heard about it.
Okay, so what's your argument?
I'm just saying that, like, say if I got stung by number three, and then the next day I got stung by number one, it's going to be the same ow. It's not going to be like, wow, that's a different ow. No, it's hurt. Hurt is hurt.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What do you mean?
Number three
it's not like taste.
Two levels.
It's not like taste, where taste has, like, different versions of taste or smell.
You don't think there are different versions of pain?
There's
yeah,
not different
the
versions of pain.
Right.
It's just hurt.
Okay, so four is the highest.
I'm
okay. One is the lowest.
So he's basically trying to
one.
Say that.
Some of the insect stings, and this dude developed this scale by literally letting everything in the world he could find sting him and
okay.
just marking on scale. Some of the insect stings Schmidt considers to be at pain level one include the southern fire ant, the elongate twig ant, the western paper wasp, the white-faced bee, and most small bees. The duration of the pain of insect stings categorized into pain level one generally is 5 minutes or less. I'm just going to skip to three. Most insects that are categorized as having pain level three are wasps, including the red pepper wasp, other wasps, who cares, some velvet ant. The duration of the sting pain can range anywhere from 1 minute to half an hour. Wasp venom uniquely contains wasp kinin that exhibit kinin-like activity. So apparently... one of the kinins found in wasp kin, I don't even know what these words are, is found to lead to similar effects on smooth musculature and circulation. So, like, you can get, like, rashes, like, skin
okay.
fucked up. And then there's, like, you can also get, like, poison and shit. Necrosis.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, like,
wait.
I think okay. number three is going to hurt more than number two
no,
or number
one, obviously.
But
what I see from what he said was, it's just... it's not that it hurts more, it's just the hurt lasts longer.
He
or
also
something does
other
hurt
things
more.
That affect other parts of your body.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it just
okay.
hurts at
getting...
different parts of the body. It doesn't mean it hurts more.
No. Okay, so do
wait,
you
wait,
think...
because the tarantula hawk is a rating at pain level four, but it only has a duration of less than 5 minutes. But
so
it's
then
still
it just,
pain level four.
It's just like, ow! And it's over.
Apparently, bullet ants are 4+.
Oh
pure
God,
intense, brilliant pain,
like,
walking over flaming charcoal with a 3-inch nail embedded in your heel.
I'm just saying that, like, if I eat something spicy, I'm not like, man, that's a different spice. I'm just like,
when
ow.
Did you have that spicy though?
Yeah, what?
Well,
have you
I'm
had
just saying,
spicy?
Like, because
I got
saying,
this bag of, I got these bags of ghost pepper chips,
yeah.
and they're fucking They'll make your shit.
Have you ever had a freaking I forgot what it's called. Let me see.
The spice itself is different too.
Yeah, but like, okay, if I stub my toe, it hurts.
You ever watch Hot Ones?
But it's not because it hurts.
But
it's just,
our question,
it hurts on the bottom of my toe.
So you're talking about this as if you have experience.
I think there are tears of hurt.
But we're trying to ask you what your experience is, as in how, what is the hottest thing you've ever eaten, and you want to tell us what your experience
bonnet,
is.
Jabari?
I also agree there are tears of hurt.
Like, okay. Have you ever had a scotch bonnet? That shit is no joke.
Yeah, it might be hot, killed me. But I'm saying that it's just like, okay, here's
what
my
is
example.
What's the hottest
with
thing
the,
you've ever eaten, Jabari?
Trevor, no, that's not like, the point. That's not
yeah,
the point.
It is the point.
Like, no, legit, I think it was more
me
painful
bragging
than eating
about
a jalapeno.
How hot I tried something is not what I'm trying to talk about.
I'm not trying to ask you to brag. I'm asking to
no, because that's
your
irrelevant.
Legitimacy
that's irrelevant
in this
to
argument.
The conversation.
Your legitimacy in this argument is being questioned.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is that we, when we get hurt, it hurts, yes. It might be a harder hurt, but it's the same hurt.
It's
just increased.
I disagree.
It's like sound. Sound doesn't have a different sound. It's just louder. Or, well, when I say volume. Like, volume just gets louder. It's not like a different type of loud. It's just louder.
So is pitch a thing?
No, pitch yeah, doesn't count. Pitch doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count? Sound. But sound has pitch and volume.
Yeah.
You're pretending as though sound is one pitch, but the only thing that changes.
I'm saying if I play one tune, like an A note, and I turn the pitch or the turn the volume up, it doesn't change. It's just up.
Okay, so you're drawing this as the comparison for the
pain. Do burns feel different than cuts?
Got you. But that's what I was gonna say next.
Because like I've heard that people that get shot, you don't really feel a bullet wound because you have adrenaline and it's like a more of a burning sensation.
But I'm saying the burn, like I guess the initial burn, yeah, I say is different from a cut, but the pain is the same.
Like have you ever been burned?
Yeah, I've been burned.
Do you think like
yeah,
the
when
pain
his barber
of
like cut
being
his
burned
finger,
is different from when you've had a paper cut or when you've cut yourself?
Well, I'm
on
saying
something.
After the initial pain of the cut, the pain's the same. Literally hurt is hurt. Like once I get hurt, it's all the same. Like, okay, yeah, the cut, like once it, like say I cut my finger with a knife, that first
I
cut
get what you're
is
saying.
Different, but the pain is the same.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think it's the same for things that may have an effect on your nerves, like burning and freezing.
I don't know, because I feel like that's more touch type stuff, not pain. That's more like how you're feeling the thing.
But pain is how you're feeling.
Not really.
Yes. What do you think pain is?
Pain is separate from touch.
What's your definition of pain then?
Ow.
What the fuck is ow?
That's all I can say. How can I define pain? All I can say is ow. And when something really hurts, I'm like, ow.
So are you
literally?
You have different levels.
Yeah, there's different levels, but it's not a
Ryan's
different
Ryan's not even like in the same conversation.
Why did Dr.
I'm asking
you what level of pain you have, what the scale of your pain is?
If pain isn't
no difference.
If pain isn't you perceiving what hurts, then what is pain?
No, it is perceiving what hurts, but I think it's a different type of thing than touch. Because pain's like, don't do that again kind of thing. Like, if I touch a hot pan, I react and move my hand away.
But I'm not talking about exactly...
But if I
I'm
touch
not talking,
like a soft pillow, I'm not going to be like, ow,
I thought we were talking about after the fact. What you feel after
oh, then
you
yeah, after the fact, because... Yeah, because once you... Like, say I cut myself. Yeah, I feel the knife, but after that, it's just, ow.
It's just, yeah. I don't think that's the same as if you were to burn yourself, and then after
yeah,
you're
the,
no
the,
longer
the burn.
Burning yourself, the area that
no,
is burned doesn't hurt the same way that an area that has cut.
And I say it does, because like if it burns, it's like hot, 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 and then, ow.
You're literally giving me AIDS.
What do you mean?
I don't know what you mean by hot, hot.
I'm saying that it's like super hot, and then I'm like, pain. Oh. Ow. Because it's the same pain. It's the same pain. Okay, O'Neill, I want you to smash your finger so hard on your desk, like you almost break it. And then you're like, oh man, the initial impact, and then ow. And now I want you to go to a freaking hot pan and smash it on your face. Then it's going to be hot, 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 and then you're just going to be ow.
I just disagree then. I don't know. You being set on fire isn't going to hurt the same way as you being shot.
Well, that's different because you're set on fire. So it's like hot, 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 hot.
How is it different?
Because you're still hot.
Okay, but I'm saying the damage.
I guess I'm talking about the lasting effect, like after it happened.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like when you get stung, it's not continually stinging you. It's like a pip, and then
I already said that's what I'm talking about as well. After
depending on who it is that stung you or what. Then
the after, I feel like it's the same pain. Pain is pain. Why would your body have different flavors of pain?
Well, you know you're wrong.
I know I'm right. Why would you have different flavors of pain? It's just going to be more increased of the same feeling.
Mild is not as hot as hot.
What?
You're telling me mild is not as hot as hot.
Brian, I don't know what you're just saying.
Well, I can't.
Okay,
I,
Jabari well, okay, already spicy, agreed.
Like I would say, okay, with Brian's example thing, with the types of spices, then if I had something that's just a hot wing, and then I tried, say, the hottest thing at Buffalo Wild Wings, they're both spicy. It's the same spice, but one's just more increased spicy. It's not like a different taste. Like, that's like level B.
But spicy. That's not true. Because things can be a drier heat.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning after you eat it, the heat is drier than something else.
But that's like the same as hot and cold. Hot and cold is the same thing. Cold is just no hot. Yeah. Checkmate.
Okay.
That's the same with pain. Pain is just more pain. 90 degrees and 100 degrees is the same heat. It's just more heat.
I think I feel the difference.
You feel the difference,
but we weren't talking about
the same
temperature.
Type of
we were
heat.
Talking about spice.
Yeah, I'm saying heat, okay. Spice, pain is all the same thing. No. But like, not same thing literally, no. But I mean like, it's very equivalent with the way that like more spice. It's just more spice. It's not like different.
So you're saying that,
but
like,
that's not. Yeah, that's
more
where I
heat. It's just
so
more
are you
heat.
Trying to say that like eating a jalapeno pepper is the same as eating a ghost pepper, which is the same as eating a Carolina?
I'm not
pepper.
Saying it's the exact same, but I'm just saying it's increased. Like some 90 degree weather in 110 degree weather is hotter, but it's just.
I
the
get
same
what he's
heat.
Saying. I've always got what he's saying. I don't know why he's still repeating this crap.
Because there's nothing else I can say.
But what I am saying is that. What I am saying is that, yes, 100 degrees and 110 degrees are the same heat, but 100 degrees with 8% humidity versus 110 degrees with 0% humidity aren't the same heat. The
I
heat
don't
changes.
Know.
Well, what do you mean you don't know?
It just feels like more hot to me. When they're like, oh, yeah, the humidity is really high today. It just feels hot. That's it.
But you're lying.
I am not.
Yes, you are. And you know you're lying.
I'm not. It just feels hot. Because
you can tell when it's a dry heat outside.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that
you
like,
can
I
tell.
Don't know if this is the best like analogy to even feel.
Are you saying that like 40% humidity
really
feels the
pain.
Same as 20%
yeah,
humidity?
I feel like it is. It's just, it feels more wet, I guess. But the heat aspect is still just
humidity
hot.
Humidity is
what I'm arguing is that the humidity changes.
But I'm saying it changes
so
how the air heat. Feels, I guess, but it's still hot. Hot is hot.
Okay, hot pain is pain, yes, but I mean, there are differences in the pain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, murder is murder, yes, but there are still different kinds of murder.
Not really. You're dying all the same. It's not like, oh,
okay.
He died.
Murder isn't the dying,
it's
the killing.
Die.
It's the whatever. Act of killing.
I'm just saying the person who's dying is dying.
But that's not what murder entails. No, well, okay, but there are different types of killing.
There's different types, but it's all the same.
Okay, well then, if we're arguing this retarded point, then yeah, I agree. All pain hurts. Gotcha.
And it all feels the same.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming out for this episode of Jabari's Wisdom. Make sure, of course, to like, share it on Twitter, Facebook, any social media.
We'd always get more exposure. Jabari's.
Wait, what did you say?
I said, don't forget to make a meme of Jabari.
Wow. Brian, why are you laughing? Shut your
are
mouth.
You not going to tease what your next podcast is going to be about? Or do you not know yet?
I keep saying that it's going to be about virtual YouTubers, but yeah. I guess that's the shortest podcast of the year.
Yeah. Pain is pain. Pain hurts.
Yeah.
Share in the comments what makes you pain. There you go.
If you agree with me, go tell, send an email to O'Neill and just tell him, screw you.
Are you going to give him try email?
Touching the stove. Then try.
Yeah, actually, do this as a social experiment. Touch a stove.
Do try.
And then
this
stub your finger. If it hurts, it hurts. If it doesn't, tell me.
If you feel a different type of pain, you might want to talk to your doctor about that.
I'm telling you, the pain is the same. Look, it's because you haven't studied pain like I have.
I don't think you've studied
pain. You don't know pain.
I'm afraid of pain, Jabari.
Exactly, because I know I know pain so well.
How about this? As homework, why don't one of you delicious like us go kidnap Jabari, string him up, and take him to through a series of tests on whether or not each pain is the same.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to. Start with battery so he can get the burning sensation. Maybe because a bullet in one kneecap.
It would
so
still hurt.
Bullet sensation.
Like, we'll test the wasp.
I don't want to have different forms of the same thing. No point.
A couple wasps and a tarantula.
So you mean to tell me if someone offered, let's say...
I think we definitely need to get Jabari to eat a bunch of spicy food.
Yes.
Because I don't think you haven't had those ghost pepper chips. They're in every store. You can go buy a bag of those.
I have them at Best Buy, Jabari.
Yeah, they're
He agrees that they're hot. He's just saying it's just heat.
Like, right? It's just the same hot.
He's saying it's the same.
I'm disagreeing.
It's just increased pain.
I don't have enough different spice experience.
Well, you can't just eat ghost pepper, though, because he has to try the other ones, too.
No, you truly show me something.
That's what I'm saying.
Curry.
That's why we need to get him together.
Curry has a different type of heat than habaneros.
Yeah, that's why.
Habaneros are still hotter than curry, but it's still a different type of heat.
But what I'm saying is that you are confusing heat with taste, like how we're confusing pain
with
touch.
You're confusing that I'm confusing heat with taste, but I'm not.
Yeah, and that's why we need to get everyone together. Yeah. We all need to have like 8 different hot dishes.
Dang, Adrian still got some of those Carolina Reapers.
The taste of curry is different from the taste of a habanero. However, the heat of curry is also different from the heat of a habanero.
So you're saying with these different spices, they are so different, similar to if you ate cheese and like, I don't know, something that's like meaty.
Literally
kill yourself. No, cheese and meat goes together.
Literally kill
yourself. Something sweet, like something like candy and cheese. You know, those are like complete opposites. Like you can't mistake cheese for like a Jolly Rancher. You're saying someone can confuse
because of taste.
Exactly. Taste just is the thing that makes it taste different or feel different.
No.
Not the heat.
No.
The heat's the same.
The heat does. But we're not confusing it with flavor.
No, and I'm saying the same with pain. Pain is
the thing about about spiciness is that it's like actually like pain.
Yeah, the spice is just tongue pain.
But it's not taste. The pepper would be taste. Like if the pepper tastes like
exactly.
It's,
that's what I'm saying. When O'Neill's made the curry and habanero.
But the amount of Scovilles and whatever covers your tongue and your mouth and your throat.
When you eat a hot pepper like a ghost pepper, you don't remember the taste. You just remember
the pain. That's why
I don't believe the pain is the same.
It's the same as like
you're doing this cancer thing where you're saying like if I say not all cars, hold on, let me think about this analogy. Go ahead.
Well, I was saying, like, with the car thing, I was actually going to bring that up. Going fast, there's not different types of fast. It's just fast.
You know what?
One is just faster.
I can do the experiment for us. I still have a bag and a half of the Pocky chips, the ghost pepper Pocky. I can eat enough so that there's still enough Scovilles. Because, like, if you eat, like, 10 of those things, there's still enough Scovilles in that shit when it's in your stomach and when it's coming out. So I can tell you if the pain's going to be the same going in as it is coming out. Because I don't remember from the last time. I've definitely felt pain, like, 3 times from these chips. It hurts when you poop.
It does.
If I go up in a skyscraper and I'm really, really high, high is just high. You're just really high. That's it. It's just not low.
I don't even know what we're just changing this.
Pain and pain fast. Really, like, I'm saying it's all it is zero like a straw and one
or something.
0-1. That's it. All it is. Pain is just from zero decimal, 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 all the way to one.
And
so it's what not like I zero agree, and
I
eight.
Agree. I agree one? With you. However, there can be different types of pain along that scale.
What do you mean by different types?
Stinging pain, when, burning
the
pain,
best example I can think of is pain. The
I had
humidity
a Charlie horse today.
That's the best example.
But I feel like humidity is more like the feeling with heat. It's not like it's but the what heat I'm, that's different. It's just
I feel it is the wet. Heat that's different. That's what I'm saying. The humidity makes the heat different.
Does it increase the temperature?
You know, Neil, when I'm making big bucks, I'm going to get a private jet to go to Arizona so we can do dry heat and then all the way to the Amazon rainforest or super humidity. And you'll be like, dang, Jabari, you're right. It's just hot.
Or you can just go to a gym.
What are you doing? You're the one who's never left Virginia.
What do you mean? I have left Virginia. What?
Well, humidity sucks because
I went to freaking the Dominican.
Get over it, Nick. It's the same heat.
Okay. Has anyone
dry
here been
heat
into
in California and Hawaii? It's so much different.
Yeah.
Has anyone
it's
here
heat,
been
Nick.
Into
at the end of the day? If you strip away the wind, away the humidity,
steam,
you strip sun. Away your skin and your nerves, it's just heat. Okay, it's
but
just
the,
heat.
The wind is. We're only talking about heat. We're not talking about. Oh, is it windy? Also, we're just saying is heat.
I'm Jabari. It's just pain, Trevor.
It is
if
just
I get rid
pain.
Of, if I get rid of all your skin and all your brain receptors and all your spinal cord, babe. It's just pain at the end of the day.
I know the one person who's going to watch this is going to agree with me so much. He's going to like be like, Jabari's so right. And he's going to spread my message across the world. And in 20 years, everyone
will
be thinking like I do.
So there is a scientific difference between nerve pain and muscle pain, bone pain. You know, like when you break a bone, I'm sure that feels
no,
different than if you
no, Tim. It's,
pull a muscle.
It's at the end of the day, after you break the bone and after you pull the muscle, it's the same hurt.
Which it could be. I wouldn't know. I haven't broken a bone.
You want to try it out?
Fuck for no. The podcast.
Brian's got issues.
Keep the podcast.
Brian's control. Been waiting all his life to break Tim's leg.
Oh my God, Charlie horse is hurt when you like
how quick he wanted
but
to jump
yeah,
on that
Charlie
chance
horse is hurt.
Tim that's when where you get, like, you gotta muscle. Watch your back your friends okay, aren't
waking up from a Charlie horse is the
Tim
worst.
You gotta watch your yeah. back your friends aren't your friends they're sure. Like this guy waiting for a chance
that's your beef with me O'Neal
right
that's me you did kind of just suggest that pretty fast
what do you mean I'm on Brian's side
you can go
of course Jabari's on Brian's side
like a gym and use a hot sauna and then go into the steam room sauna
but the steam room it's more like I feel wet and it's hot
that's true humidity. I do think the whole humidity aspect is a whole other variable it would be like if you added like chemicals or like a toxic to like versus like a sting versus like a toxic sting there would be another variable.
Then I'll make this as clear as I possibly. If I cut my arm off or someone smashes it with a freaking hammer, it's going to be it's both going to be the same owl.
I think no, I think someone smash your arm because if someone cuts your arm off, the nerves stop right there. But if they smash your whole arm, You're gonna feel all that nerve. Yeah, hurt. You're gonna feel all that nerve.
It's gonna hurt like freaking hell.
It's just gonna hurt everywhere. Yes.
Mashed.
Like, if the nerves are not disconnected from your brain, you're still gonna feel it unless it's like gone.
It's the same thing as like. Okay,
then if I put my whole arm in.
Okay. Well, Jabari's argument would be that's just increasing the amount rather than just the wound hurting. Your whole arm is hurting. That's just the amount.
I see that point of view, but like, I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, I don't think there's flavors of hurt. I think it's just AB. Not, or 0-1. Either it doesn't hurt, or it really, really, really hurts to the max, or somewhere in between. That's it.
Man, if only there were tons of studies about like pain and pain indexes and shit.
Yeah, but the indexes, isn't that more just like, does it
hurt people like
a lot,
got hurt,
or does it hurt a little
purpose?
Bit?
I don't know.
Is it this verge? Is it like a wet hurt, a dry hurt? Or maybe
something
it's
tells
a,
me that's inhumane too.
Like saying wet and dry.
I mean, if they're
everything's
wrong
just
here.
A, everything's
I know
just zero
you
one.
Think, but I guess
wet and dry. Literally, what's the difference between being wet and dry? No, just
I mean,
not wet.
Yeah, the Jews volunteered to step on those trains, right?
Yeah.
I've seen Schindler's List.
Yeah, they
left them luggage
studies
to be shipped with them later.
There is nothing that isn't a or 0-1 in this whole world.
I'm sure the CIA has studies on pain.
Name one thing that has like 0-1
CIA.
Two.
What do you
they
mean?
They do actually for their like torture stuff. They're like, yeah, this is a pretty good torture one. This one will get them talking.
Or the KGB.
Yeah, we use this one for when we want to talk about.
Okay, so
we can
then is emotional pain the same as physical pain then?
No, because that's a different. Well, that's not pain.
Emotional pain.
Wait,
that's not really pain.
Pain is pain.
So you're saying
that's just a name that
have.
Give
I've
it.
Never had emotional.
You can't
pain.
Have physical pain from emotion. Is that what you're saying?
Wait, what? What do you mean? You're I saying mean, like simple. If say I get my heart
that's
broken, my arm starts hurting. Like, ow, gosh, I don't want to do that again.
I don't know why your fucking arm would hurt. Maybe your chest, retard. Maybe your chest.
Interesting.
But if it, let's say it does hurt,
some people
it's
get
still
really
hurt.
Nervous.
It's not like a different
well,
type of.
Let's ask a scientist then. Can emotion?
No. I never said it couldn't.
Physical.
I never
That's
said
what
it couldn't.
You just said.
No, no. Now I agree with you. Now that I know exactly what you're saying, no.
I'm going to discredit anything.
It could hurt.
I'm going to discredit anything that replies to like stomach. Because that's probably just like anxiety.
That's true.
But let's say your chest hurts. It's not a different type of hurt. It still just hurts. And if it doesn't just hurt, then your chest doesn't hurt. That's just you being poetic. Like, ooh, my chest after I broke up.
No, I think like
it's in
mental
pain.
Health can have a factor to play in your physical health.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying like the pain. If you feel pain from mental health, it's the same pain. Feeling. It's not like, oh man, that's a really wet pain.
I thought we weren't talking about feeling.
Okay, then what do you want me to say for pain?
I don't think I've ever had emotional pain.
What do you want me to say then? Because I don't have What's the vocabulary to know different pain? Versions of the word.
I was fine with feeling. You're the one who didn't want to use feeling.
I'm saying that feeling, like after a wet, hot day, it just feels wet. But the heat is still heat. When you cut your hand with a knife, yeah, the feeling of the knife happens, but the pain is just pain.
Yeah.
So you're saying you never stubbed your toe and you're like, that's the hardest, that's the worst pain I ever felt in my life.
No, I felt that pain, but then I'm like,
wait,
I'm not like,
well,
wow, that's
difference.
A different
so
version of pain.
If you say, okay, so say if you cut the palm of your hand with like a knife, blood brother tribute shit, and then you stuck the other palm on a hot stove, I feel like the palm of your cut hand would hurt more every time your heart beated because it pulses. That shit happens to me sometimes.
Yeah,
but- like. Pulses and then yeah. Your burnt hand would hurt when you push it when it feels a little pressure, like if there's a bandage on it.
But I'm saying is like, you know, okay, let's say with lights, Pain is just red light. All it is either not on, a little bit on, super on, blah, 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 all the way to all the way on. It's not red and blue. There's not a blue pain. It's all just red pain in different versions of red.
What if you cut one hand?
There's not a green pain. It's just a red pain.
You put both hands on a burner.
I think there's two types of pain, physical and chemical.
Yeah,
because if you burn your hand, that's chemical. You're like burning fucking nerves and shit that are dying.
I feel like that's still, physical, that just
cutting some nerves, not all the nerves that are dying.
Same like if you cut yourself and then if you put salt in the wound.
Yeah, that'll be chemical too.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like it's just the same pain. It's just either more or
less. So if you cut yourself and then there was salt in the wound, it wouldn't hurt more.
It would hurt more, but it's not like a different, it's not a blue pain. That's the. Did you not listen to my freaking analogy?
Hurt, but it would hurt in a different kind of way, though.
It's not hurting in a different way. It just hurts.
No, we can't argue.
When's the last time you burned yourself?
And we can't argue about how someone feels.
Have you ever burned yourself, Shavar?
I told you this. Who hasn't burned themselves before?
Okay,
then Shavar was getting a haircut. They were like, hey, do you want me to shave or cut that little peach fuzzy out? So they did it and they burned his ass.
Yeah, I had a scar for.
I saw that.
Scar,
I was like, what the hell is that one?
Yeah, like because the razor like heats up.
They've been using them all year,
I guess. And he was like, "You want me to cut that?" Non-stop. And I was like, "Okay,
yeah,
sure."
Try like a little.
He burned the mess out of me.
It'll like.
Yeah, like
he has hair scissors.
No, it's like physically different.
I think it went away slightly, maybe, but dang.
It's no.
I remember it was hurting, and I was like, I can't do any emotion. He'll just think I'm a little punk. So I just sat there,
okay.
Knowing my skin's burning off.
I've reached a conclusion. I can agree that all hurt is the same, but not all pain is the same.
Wait, what's the difference between pain and hurt?
Hurt is what you're calling the pain. Pain is the way you perceive the hurt or what you call the pain.
I'm Deal? So confused.
Hurt is the throb, is the pain that you're calling pain. Pain, however, is how you perceive that hurt. How you're I'm saying you, but how your brain. Deal.
All right.
Well,
I looked it up. I got the scientists behind me.
The scientists are stupid. They don't know anything.
Clearly.
All right.
Clearly.
Well, thank you everyone for coming by. Jabari's all out. Scientists are stupid. That's what they said.
I mean, stupid and smart's the same thing. It's just more smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Or less stupid.
Yeah. Tom Brady getting sacked for a 15-yard loss that looked about right.
Dang.
Patriots getting shit on, Trevor.
Good. Screw that.
Link it. Link.
He's trying to watch it on life.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry for assuming.
All right. Well, I'm sure your intelligent audience doesn't care about the basics of American football. So
Yeah. They're way too cool for football.
Yeah.
I have to disable ad block.
Apparently.
But oh, hell no.
That was the episode of Jabari's Wisdom. I believe we were all pretty
never
wise in that episode.
Block.
So, yeah. I'll see you guys next time. Whenever some other argument starts. Yeah.
Stuttering like you don't know how to talk?
That dude's retarded.
I'm bright and I'm quiet for the whole episode until this one point.
I was waiting for that.
You waiting the whole time just for me.
Right, you don't understand public speech.
Just like he was waiting to break your leg. Wait, Nick.
Stuttering is a human, normal human like thing.
And then it's better to pause than it is to actually say Like saying is very bad. Is a bad practice, Brian.
Yeah.
Filler words should never have existed.
Well.
Take that wisdom. Yeah. Well, that's it.
Wait, what are you still talking about?
God.
Your mom.
Goodbye. should have ended that like 5 minutes ago. Kept talking.
But it has to be a good point. You can't just end now.
Yeah, you can.
What was your good point?
All right, here, I got the good point. I'll read this out for everybody.
I think it's already stopped recording.
Nose susceptible versus neuropathic. In comparison, neuropathic pain is linked with damage to the body's neurological system. An infection or injury commonly causes this type of pain. It leads to the message of pain being sent via the CNS to the brain. Here we go.
Yeah, Patriots.
So I guess you're right. All hurt is hurt, is the same hurt. However, all pain isn't the same pain.
That just makes no sense to me.
Because the hurt, it's like, for example, oh no, this is fine. We could, how you perceive what's hurting you is different, but the hurt itself is still the same, right?
So it's basically,
so it's apparently you have go ahead.
I was just saying, like, are you saying that people just think it's different, but it's actually just the same?
Exactly. Because apparently the way it travels along the nerve changes the way it feels. And you only have two different travels or types of travel. The neuropathic and the nociceptive. So the nociceptive is like regular pain, like the physical stuff. And then neuropathic is like caused from infections. It's described as like shooting pain.
But it's all the same pain?
It's all the same hurt. I think the word pain implies how it makes you. I think that word implies that.
Because I just feel like if I had my eyes blinded and I didn't feel the knife, but somehow someone just ripped my skin open or someone just burned me without me knowing that it burned, I wouldn't be able to say like, oh, that was definitely a water burn, or that was definitely a knife cut. I would just be like, ow, that hurts.
What?
You got something to say, Nick? Say it.
I don't know. You wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't.
Like in a quick, like that.
Yeah, just like, bang. What's it? That's it. Just bang. It hurts. Like either someone just bang, knife cuts
you. But that doesn't happen though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. If someone just bang cut you, like without you like really feeling, like just
it's, you know, it's just cut like quick out. As that. You don't.
Just yeah, feel
like
you don't get to touch anything. You just have the pain on that arm. You wouldn't be able to say like, "Oh, that was a cut."
And no after someone effects, like your skin charred out. No, like
nope. Just bang. You cut.
I think you have to test that because I don't disagree with you. I think you just have to test it. That's true.
I agree.
If you can tell the difference, then I'll agree. But I don't think anyone could.
I agree. But what I think this is saying is that, for example, if you use a knife or you use a fire or you use a gun, all that you wouldn't be able to tell the difference from. However, if you gave that person like multiple sclerosis or like diabetes, like extreme diabetes or something, that's a different kind of pain you would feel.
I guess because I never had that type of. Like an infection kind of type of stuff.
God, this professor's fucking retarded.
Just go kill him.
So we have, so for the class before the hurricane, or like the class that would be, but the hurricane canceled, he considered that as like a real class. So we wouldn't have had a quiz that class, but the class coming back after the hurricane, we have a quiz. Because he just ignored that we had a hurricane, so we just had 2 weeks off with no fucking anything, and then a quiz.
Oh, and then he's confused
why people did bad.
Yeah, like everyone should have been studying during the hurricane, apparently, all day. I hate that when they're like,
it's not even that. He didn't move. It's not like normally a teacher, a smart, intelligent, civil thinking teacher would be like, okay, they took that week off. Let's just push the whole schedule a week.
Well,
no, my just cut it out.
Literally just kept going.
Yeah, they just cut it out.
We just turned in everything that was due. We had turned it the next time we had class. We didn't stop.
Well, you're in graduate school, so.
But that's, you know what you have
we
to do.
We should all get this Vietnam
game. Did the teacher tell you we're going to continue?
Huh?
Did the teacher tell you we're not going to stop?
No.
Oh. Oh, no.
Well, that was a very exciting and eye-opening podcast from Jabari's Wisdom.
Next I think it's less the eye opening or opening. And more of the eye less closing.
I mean, opening is just close, but not.
Yeah,
that's, think about that.
Yeah. I just said that.
Oh, well, me understanding is just me not understanding.
Everyone in here needs to get hands.
I think you not understanding is really true. Not simulator. Understanding you understanding.
$2.
I mean, words are just not grunts. Get it right now. If you think about it,
I really think not grunts are just not words.
Fine, that is do you want to play hand simulator?
But then again, being in deep is just not being deep.
You already
but
have
not
it, Ryan?
Doing that.
Yeah.
Dang.
I think in a second is just
how big is it?
A few hours.
I think like.
Oh no! Why? Like why know, you gotta actually. Like why you have to jump on?
So what do you mean?
How big could it be?
What? I was just wow.
Couldn't wow. Be Brian being stupid is just him not smart. Think about that.
There it is.
Well, it's, that's it for Jabari's Wisdom.
Not bad.
Wow.
Oh,
dang. You all heard that. You all heard that. That's on dang. News now. That's completely in there.
Yeah, Brian, he was still recording.
Dang.
I don't care.
Well, hope you don't dang. Get famous. Someone's going to pick this up.
Brian.
Wait, nah, that's just fucked up.
Dang, I guess it's over.
Wait, Tim owns his Discord.
Well, that's the end of Jabari's podcast.
Wait, no, he goes to the safe space.
He's supposed to be, wait, when do we have safe space? Well, that's it. Brian, say something. Just
we had a safe
Brian space was supposed to say something. Brian, give us your outro.
Just stop.